I feel wonderful, John.
In every way?
In every way.
What have you been able to do at practice?
I've been pretty much able to do everything. You know, I don't feel like it's 100 yet, but feels really good.
When you come back in the past, they don't baby you. They give you the ball. They've never babied you. They give you the ball a lot. Are you confident when you come back, you're going to be getting the ball you always do?
Yeah, it's because whenever I come back, I make sure I'm able to carry the load. So if I'm out there, you know, I'm out there to be of use as usual.
Aaron, do you have a sense of when you may be getting back or how close you are right now?
Nah, ain't no timetable. You know, I'm going to make sure that it's 100, so I'm not jeopardizing my teammates or myself.
Because you want to be out there, is it difficult being patient, or you know that patience is a key in a situation like this?
I mean, it's just injuries are a part of this game. Like, it happens. You have to just be patient. So it's, my feelings on being patient don't really matter.
How hard has it been to watch this team go 0-2?
I mean, it's tough because, you know, you feel like you're an integral part of what this organization, you know, has in store for the season, and you can't, you know, give your best. It's just part of it, though. So it's a long season, and so you just have to take it week by week.
Is it hard to remember that sometimes? Like, I mean, 2 weeks, but initially the injury looked kind of maybe like half the season, but is it hard to understand that it is a long season, you just have to take it week by week like that?
Nah, you just stay off social media and don't watch TV, and then just live your life. Pretty easy like that.
Everybody's kind of voicing their frustration about the run game. How involved have you been with the other guys kind of helping them along?
I mean, the run game is a team effort. It's not just the running backs. It's the line. It's the receivers. It's the quarterbacks. It's the coaches. It's everybody involved. So we're all taking, you know, personal accountability. But I'm always open. New guys. You know, I guess I'm the savvy vet now, so like guys always asking me questions, and I'm any way I can help, you know, I do, and I try to be as supportive as I can.
And how excited are you about your event on Monday? I saw you tweeted that it was sold out.
We sold out, and it's crazy to show the support that the city gives, and we're extremely excited about it because, you know, it's not for me, it's for that to help, you know, people who need the help. So we're extremely grateful and excited, and it's gonna be a fun event.
Because all that great media promotion, right?
Yeah, man, could be that. You know, could be anything, man. But I appreciate you guys for the most part.
Any predictions on who's gonna shine? Which one of your teammates is gonna be the best server?
Me, for sure, man, for sure. You know, I deliver the plates well. Always have.
Have you ever worked in a restaurant before? You have any experience serving?
No, my mother was a waiter though, so. I always try to tip extra, which she reads my timeline. I don't even read it anymore, but she like goes. She's so nosy, so she reads people that tweet me. And there's people saying that I don't tip or something like that. And she was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "Ma, like you know, I tip. Like I tip. So like I make sure." But yeah, she worked in a restaurant, so and I always used to have to do the dishes when I was young. I'm the little brother, so they made me do it. So
how nice is it to be a part of a group like this? That those guys are going to be there. Helping you out, whatever you need.
Yeah, extremely grateful for my teammates that agreed to be a part of this because it doesn't work without them. You know, if they said no, then it'll just be me serving a whole bunch. I'll be on roller skates. So, you know, I'm extremely grateful, man. I tell them that, man. I got a lot of love for them, and, you know, they show so much love. So, you know, we got nothing but love for them.